brand new How Well Chic Looch. Let's go, baby.
La, da, da, da. Hey.
Oh, I pushed it up. This is actually brand new Jay-Z. Brand new Jigga Jigga.
History without a pen, no ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin. This is anti-auto-tune, except for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde, preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong, this ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connect. My raps don't have melodies. This should make jackets want to go and commit felonies. Get your chain took in. I may do it myself, I'm so Brooklyn. I know we facing a recession, but the music y'all making gon' make it the Great Depression.
DJ, what out?
Or your lack of aggression. Pull your skirt back down, throw a set, man. Yeah, this just violence. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence.
This is one DJ you don't wanna fuck with.
La da da da. Hey.
Hold on. Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin, begin. Hold up. This ain't a number one record. This is practically assault with a deadly weapon. I made it just for flex, and Mr. C, I want people to feel threatened. Stop your blood clot crying. The kid, the dog, everybody dying, no lying. Boy's jeans too tight, your color's too bright, your voice too light. I might wear black for years straight. I might bring back Versace shades. This ain't for Z100. Ye told me to kill y'all to keep it 100.
I'm DJ Whiteout.
This is for Hot 97. This is for Clue, for Khaled, who we the best in. Yeah, this just violent. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence.
WhiteOutDropSet.com.
Hey,
hold up. Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. 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 Hold up. This mic need a verse from Cheesy.
Hey.
I might send this to the mixtape Weezy. Get somebody from BMF to talk on it. Get this to a blood, let a crit walk on it. Get these out of style on it. I just don't need nobody to smile on it. You rappers singing too much. Get back to rap, you keep painting too much. I'm a multi-millionaire, so how is it I'm still the hardest part of here? I don't be in the project hallway, talking about how I be in the project all day. That sounds stupid to me. If you a gangster, this is how you prove it to me. Yeah, just get violent. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence.
This is DJ White Owl exclusive.
La da da da. Hey.
Yeah. 6-4 in the goddamn building, man. You know what I'm saying? We flat, nigga. That's what happens. GQ's in the building. I don't know what happened or whatever to his phone, but I'm here in the building. Nah, me? I don't know. Well, when he comes back, I'm going to hold it down until my son comes back. And, you know.
On you know.
Space, on Moco Space, lassoing.
Moco Space in the building.
Moco Space. About to bag the little honey back. End of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know what I'm saying? It's about doing good for the world, man. It's not about these little things, man. It's not about the little things, man. I mean,
no, it's not.
It is in a way, though, because, you know, it's about how you do the little things, more or less. It's not what you say, it's how you say it these days. You got to remember that little things add up to big things. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, how was your day, brother?
My day was all right, man. So,
went to get my car inspected, but I forgot I got like a little a bulb in the front out in my car, so I gotta get that fixed before they give me them that big, that dumb big red sticker that's like the size of your windshield. You know, they want people to see that you got rejected. Rejected. I saw Transformers yesterday. I went to a regular theater. I didn't go to no IMAX, went to a regular theater. I stood in line for like an hour. And apparently, you know, it was like three screenings, whatever. And I'm in the front of the line. Somehow when I walk in the theater, it's packed already. And that's the theater I was supposed to be in. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be a Negro, and I'm going to walk in this theater right here that's empty, that the line outside is waiting for. And sure enough, I walk in, and you had this, you know, this Oreo table guy, brother, white on the inside. He's walking up the steps. Oh, he saw the way I was dressed. Did anybody, you know, take your tickets? I said, yeah, bruh. I mean, I was in the wrong theater, though, but I was ready to put up a fight. So he starts walking up the steps, and as he's walking up to see if I'm telling the truth or not, people just start pouring in. He's like, I got to go check these people. Yeah, bruh. So moral of the story is, when it's packed, you can pretty much do whatever you want. But that movie was the truth, and I suggest everybody out there go check it out. Don't get the DVD. I mean, don't get the bootleg. I mean, you can get the bootleg, but you got to feel the experience. You got to feel, you got to be in the theater. Now, IMAX-wise, there's a warning. I want y'all to go to, on YouTube, no, not YouTube. I want y'all to Google it or wherever y'all do to search, and I want y'all to search up what's the difference between IMAX and regular. And there's this one site that's going to pop up that's going to tell you all the theaters out there, and the majority of the theaters that are putting out fake IMAXs is AMC. And they're charging you like $15, like out here, they're charging you $15, $5 extra, $15 to watch an IMAX show. But it's really a regular show, but some of them, the screen might be 20% bigger than a regular, but the same sound and all that. Like everything is like they're just paying you $5 extra. And if you don't know your stuff, you're going to walk in and think, oh, okay, well, this was hot. I watch IMAX. No. Majority of the IMAXs are in, like, you know, museums and stuff like that. Like airspaces or planet. Ma, what'd you say? The what? What the planet? What?
Planetarium.
Planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one in Philly. They got the Franklin Institute out in Philly. That got it. They got this one joint, I believe, in Atlantic City. They have it. There's a movie theater out in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I repeat, Cherry Hill, New Jersey does not have an IMAX. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lowe's does not have an IMAX. They're saying they do, but they do not have an IMAX, people. They do not have an IMAX. And I'm putting it out there. This is GQ. You know what I mean? Like, y'all out there waiting in the line, paying, like, it's disgusting. They sold out 4 days before Transformer actually officially came out for the IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
People paid $15, $60 for IMAX, and they all went in there and saw it, and some of them know what IMAX is, and when they walked in that theater, I know they was tight. And for those of you that don't know, you got raped. I'm sorry to say, but Cherry Hill, New Jersey, they do not have an IMAX. People, don't waste your money, because I was actually going to go Saturday to go see it. I was going to buy my tickets today, and I was informed that they do not have an IMAX. And the majority of IMAXs, they said that the screen is like 72 feet high and 56 feet wide. Or is it? No, I think they said 56 feet high, 72 wide. There's something like that. They said pretty much the theater that will have it will have to be about 7 stories high. That's an IMAX. And Lowe's in Cherry Hill, it's not. It's fine, like maybe if anything, four stories. Nowhere near seven. So people, don't go out there wasting your money. I mean, Lowe's is a good theater, I think. But I went to a regular theater and got the bass, the sound effects, all that, the whole nine yards. So I'm good. But that movie was the truth, though, dog. They had the Constructicons up in there, man. They formed one. I forget the dude's name. Devastator or whatever. You know, dog, they had everything. Well, they didn't have everybody, but they had majority, a lot of people. You know what I mean? And I will say this, there is going to be a third Transformer. It has to be. It has to be. But I'm going to go see it again. And I'm just not going to see the IMAX. So, Matthew, you know what? I'm going to see IMAX. I'll probably take a trip to Philly and go see the real IMAX. I mean, that's what I'll probably do. Puerto Rican Day Parade coming up this Sunday in Camden, New Jersey. Camden, New Jersey is going to get a jump in. Will I be up in a building? Probably not. Them Camdenidians, Negroes, they don't know how to act. You know. Now, if the fan was to come down here, which I doubt, you know, if they was to come down here, then I would have to go. But I'm using that as an excuse because I know they ain't coming. Therefore, I don't have to step foot in that rat-infested city. Other than that, I saw a midget the other day trying to hop the turnstile. That was funny. Hey, what are you doing hopping the turnstile? You just walk around and you don't have to hop it. I don't understand that. Call that jizz.
All right, hold on, because I'm going to take a shot. Hold on a second.
Pass it away. One thing that y'all probably don't know is that 6'4's mom is really a midget. Yeah. She's really a midget. I'm tired. I gotta go to church in like 20 minutes. 6:45. Here we go. At myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also hit us up on Twitter at twitter.com/AB_RD_I_O.
The New Jersey Raven is 218-84.
Angry Bastard Radio.
729.
Twitter.com/AB_RD_I_O.
Here will no longer be working. The phone company wanted it back again. Everything else remains the same. It's just a new telephone number going to the same chat line. Again, the new number is 218-844-37.
Write that number down.
Of course, he tells me when the recording goes on.
The new permanent phone number of the New Jersey Raven is 218-844-3729. The old phone number that you used to dial here will no longer be working. The phone company wanted it back again.
All right.
Everything else remains the same. It's just a new telephone number going to the same.
All right.
What's the number?
It's 218-844-3729. Yeah, I apologize about that, people. Tomorrow's show will actually be on point that, you know, I'm tired. You know what I mean? I'm off today. I don't feel like doing anything.
If you have some...
You got to work that while I take a shower.
Operating third-party collector credit card. Your room number is...
Oh, yeah.
302.
I'll be on mute, but I'm listening.
You're in the lobby.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Different rooms. It's one live room. If there's nine here, just press one.
Zero.
Of course.
Two.
Zero.
Of course.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Of course. Of course.
Five.
I was fucking that up.
Hey, yo, dog. Hey, yo, dog. What do you think about midgets?
He was light.
What
Yeah, dog, what's your view on midgets?
But they'll pay you a lot of money though, like just for them, just for you to be there with them.
Hey, yeah, Shorty, what do you think about midgets? What's your view? What's your opinion on midgets?
Hella gift cards.
Oh, you're scared of them?
That's funny, though.
That's hilarious. How are you afraid of a midget?
Yeah, my little cousin is a midget.
You don't know what they might do to you.
Your little cousin's a midget?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should put him in a circus. Get some money.
Well, I'll go see her. I'm gonna bring her with me, yo.
Nah, I'm good. You can spray paint his ankles and put him in a circus.
My little cousin, so she doing karate, dog.
Your cousin's a midget that knows karate. Oh wow, that's funny.
What you think, midgets don't supposed to?
He's a karate midget.
I just bust the street.
He's a karate midget, is what you're saying.
Like, it's feeling like they're going to try to something to me.
Hey, yo, does your cousin look like Billy Blank to the face?
Yeah, well, I'll go see you. I'm going to bring up with me,
yo. Yo, does your cousin look like Billy Blanks in the face? The midget?
David Blaine.
You look like the blockheads from Gumby, man. Get out of here.
You look like Stu from Juice.
Oh yeah.
You look like Jeff from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, your grandmother look like Q from Juice. Hey yo, Q.
Your grandmother look like Hal Brown.
Your grandmother is Hell Row.
Well,
the guy's from Starberries on. With some empty hammer pack.
Your mom's a gargoyle at nighttime. Your mom's a retarded midget.
Thanks,
mother, an overweight midget.
Your mother sleeps with a football helmet on. You know what I'm
saying, son? Like Russell Simmons with a sweatsuit on.
Your mom's like Russell Simmons with dreads.
This pussy ass room, man. Who fuck made these niggas?
Your mother.
He's
coming out of nowhere to go nowhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna get hey yo, my man.
He's a nobody.
I'm gonna give you one more beat from this album that's about to drop, man.
He's probably an angry midget.
What's it called again? That song, right? Last beat right here, man. I'm gonna let y'all hear this one track, man.
Your dog, your grandmother looks like Lazlo. Looks like Lazlo from Grand Theft Auto. Who are you, Shorty? Hey, Shorty, are you a midget?
Now that's the travel right there, dog. I'm not playing.
Maxed. 7.
0.
It's about the rain.
8.
0.
9.
3.
Hey, yo, who's in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for some midgets. Are you a midget?
I'm a midget.
Are you?
No.
Are you a midget with 3 toes?
No.
No?
Sometimes.
That's all of you.
I'm 5'7".
Do you look like Benjamin Button in the face?
No, okay. All right, never mind.
Never mind. You have
hey,
all your teeth?
What's going on here?
Yeah, dog. This chick right here is a midget.
Well.
Yep.
I hit a nigga. I don't care.
You probably would, dog.
I'm a beast.
You're a beast? Oh, you're a whore. That's what you are, dog.
I'm a monster, nigga.
She looks like a dinosaur on the face, and you're still at it. That's disgusting.
I'm a kid, son. I'm a kid.
You probably have a disease, dog. A filthy disease.
I'll beat that shit up, too.
Yeah, I bet you would. And when you're done, make sure you go to the...
Yeah,
make sure you go to your nearest drugstore and get an antibiotic.
You ever recorded any music, Egypt?
What happened?
Egypt.
Yeah, what about that?
You ever recorded any music before?
Yeah, I have.
Huh?
Yeah, I have.
I recorded a porno with
okay,
your mom.
Okay, I talked to the lady. You said yes or no?
Perfect timing. Nah, he didn't hear you, dog.
I said I recorded a porno with your mom, fam. That's it.
All right, I'm out of here.
Well, get out there. Sure ain't nobody holding you back, you midget.
Big head bitch.
That's why you can't get on any rides at Six Flags.
Straight up.
You're a grown
oh,
midget.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. You're like 55
oh,
years
boy.
Old, and you still a midget. What was going on? Yeah, I grow that.
Word.
You literally
yeah,
got
Egypt.
Your little sister's T-shirt on. That's the only size you can fit.
Egypt.
Yo, dog, man, get out of here before I punch you in your face. Who's in the room?
Yeah, got in the chat.
Yo, it's funny, dog, because my mom's cat ran outside. So I'm chasing her in other people's yards. And she's cornered. So I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh, you're cornered now. Where are you going to go? So I start going in, and it's all of a sudden she just darts out of nowhere, and I'm stuck looking underneath the. I'm stuck looking stupid underneath a tree.
Hey yo, what number did you call?
Your mother's number.
Oh, where?
Yep.
917?
Yeah. No, actually, nah. 718.
Nah, which one did you call?
218, nigga.
Nah,
I was illiterate. He doesn't even know what phone he's on. Stupid. Hold on.
Hello, nigga.
What phone number did you call? Did you call the 917? Hey, come on, dog. I mean, that's why you gotta switch it up, man. Get different phones, man.
Yo, man, shut the fuck up.
347, nigga.
That's the one you called?
Yeah.
Alright, pussy.
Your mom.
Your mama.
Mm. So I was going to whoop this cat's behind. My mom's talking me out of it. So I choke her up and take her outside and drag her. I was going to get her tail caught in my door and do 50 miles an hour down the street. Let her face drag on the ground a couple of times. I'm pretty sure that's animal cruelty.
Your mom in a leg lock, though. What you gonna do about that?
Oh, yeah, I got your mom in a bear trap.
In the bear trap, what?
Yeah, but I'm never letting her out.
That's funny, because I got your mom.
Her right leg is caught in there.
That's funny, because I got your mother in the Cobra Clutch, and I had her in the Cobra Clutch for like the last fucking like 3 months and shit. I think her leg fell asleep and she's dying.
Speaking of Cobra, you know G.I. Joe's coming out, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I think she got gangrene in her eye. That bitch looked like fucking Snake. Matter of fact, that bitch looked like Cobra Commander, and she pussy. Her face is mad shiny like Cobra Commander.
Your grandma looked like Megatron, nigga. Get out of here.
That's funny. Speaking of her, I'm about to go see her on Monday and shit.
Yeah,
your grandmother looks like Dom DeLuise with a fucking hero hanging out of her mouth.
Yeah, your mom looked like Vinny the Chin. Get out of here.
Oh, what? Your mom
Vinny
looks
the
like,
Chin.
Your mom looks like... Fat ass nigga from that movie.
Your mom look like an anorexic midget.
Your mom look like Faison Love from Three Strikes.
Your mom's a midget with a milk dud head.
What?
Your mom's a midget with a milk dud head.
Milk dud hat. Your mom looks like a scarecrow from hell. Yo, my cat is mad stupid. Like, I'm gonna punch
him
in the face.
Oh, man, as I told you, man, they rule us, man. The only reason why she came in is because niggas was at the door. Hey, niggas is at the door. Like, I came to the door, and she just looked right up. And then she knew I wanted to grip her up for having me run around the whole neighborhood for her.
Mm-hmm.
So as I go down, she just darts off again. So I'm like, oh, man, you know, from that one, man. And it's like, I'm not doing it. Like, I don't care if you go outside. I don't care. It's just that you're a black cat.
Mm-hmm.
And if a tick is on you, it's going to be very hard for me to find it. You're going to bring that in here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to just spray her with a garden hose. Just spraying her face with a garden hose.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And
just keep
spraying,
like, her as she's running. That way she knows she can't fucking escape.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's that shit. I love
kick her,
like that.
Kick her with a rubber, with some rubber boots with zippers on them.
A rubber boot face?
Yeah, rubber boot face.
8-0.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely continue this show tomorrow, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not really in the fucking mood. I'm all tired and shit. I'm about to fall asleep. I got to get like 20 minutes of sleep before I go to church.
No diggity, no doubt. I got to bag it up.
4.
Bag your mama, yo.
Hey,
yo, sure, yo, sweetheart, you sound like you might be a midget. Are you a midget?
She's a
midget,
You're 5 and a quarter?
I'm 5'8" and a quarter. That's what the doctor
told
you.
That's what the doctor told you, huh? Okay, I got a question, though. Was the doctor a midget?
I don't know. Yo, that's T.I. girlfriend. Like, you have a face or stick. Crooked as hell.
That bitch ugly, man. That's his wife.
The light skin one, right? Her face crooked as hell, right?
Come on, you
guys. Yeah, that shit is
her
like...
Lips
like
crooked.
That shit is
just... Everybody gets quiet. 10 seconds, what does that mean? We're on the radio, by the way, you idiots. Anyway,
yo, when I say this album gonna have y'all
put me on the radio.
Yeah. You are on the radio. Go on and curse up a storm. It don't matter.
You are
on the radio.
On the fucking radio. This shit ain't no radio. I'ma do what the fuck I wanna do. Now, I mean, you niggas is ass.
Hey, Puerto Rican
trash.
Hey,
Puerto Rican already.
Nah, Puerto Rican for real is in Camden. This Sunday.
Yo, listen, I'm about to put on this beat for my album, man.
Ass man to come fuck him in the booth.
Yo, Shorty, are you Spanish or black? Over here.
What?
Y'all ready to
hit what are you? What race are you?
You need to look.
Hey, bitch, what's your nationality, yo?
Yeah, what nationality are you?
Over here. Keep on shit down. My man, tell me.
Oh, she's confused.
She's confused.
That's her nationality.
Here we go, buddy.
Yeah, you.
Come on.
Oh, you're a Negro. Oh, okay.
Wow.
So you're a Negro mission.
No, she a Neo.
Yo, that's African booty scratcher.
Yo, shut the fuck
hey, yo,
up.
Yo, shorty, yo.
Words, man. That nigga is corny up from here, man. Shut up.
Get a dildo, because ain't nobody fucking your musty ass.
Come on, fam. Y'all niggas
is... Yeah, though, I got a question, man. Why you describing scent of other men? What's going on?
Basically, because he's
talking about another man's musty, like, what's going on, dog?
That's because
he's
talking,
huh? Turn
the channel TLC. That's the only channel you got, shorty? Come on, calm down.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, yo, bitches, go to the next
this
one.
This way, look.
Yeah.
Look at me. Find me. That's
yeah,
what you
yeah.
do.
Yeah, you heard this nigga say
that
said,
way.
Yeah.
Find
said,
me.
Yeah, you heard this nigga say he said, hey, yo, bitches, go to the next room.
Oh, man, he's a lame.
Yo, Jamie Foxx be acting dirty, yo.
I mean,
yeah, like,
you,
yeah, like your grandmother.
How old is Jamie Foxx? Like 40, right?
I mean,
how old is your grandmother? Like 90,000.
She's old enough to take me all night long.
My grandmother's 56.
She's old enough to take me all night long. How about
that?
My grandmother's 56.
And I still
your grandmother 65?
And I'm still going on her.
65.
And my grandfather's 63.
Oh, your
yeah,
grandmother's 36,
yeah.
huh?
I snuck your granddad and going on your grandmother.
56.
Oh, you're 56?
Mm-hmm.
55?
What the fuck,
huh? Yo. Yeah, sure, yo. Be mad at me because you live in the projects. It's cool.
No, I don't. You mad because you ugly and you live in the ghetto, bitch.
I mean, I am ugly and I do live in the ghetto, but you live in the projects.
No, I don't. I never lived in
a
project.
That's like a triple standard. Like, what's going on?
It's
all right,
Ma, if you live in the thieves, it ain't nothing.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean,
I live in the suburbs, sweetheart.
Yeah, shorty, if you're poor, oh, that's what they're calling the project now, the suburbs, because they built a couple of houses around there. That don't mean nothing. Look, shorty, you're always going to be poor, black, and ugly, all right?
Basically.
You're always going to be nothing at all.
Remember that.
I live in the Scotch Plains. There's nothing but white people.
It doesn't matter where you live.
It doesn't matter where you live at. All right? You are a project. Okay?
Word.
You can live in a mansion and you'll still be a project chick.
Project chick. Give me your
like, you're like 18 years old. You're a midget and you have four extensions and three tracks in your hair. Like, come on,
get out
of
here. Get out
of here. Hey, the Puerto Rican parade on Sunday.
On. Yeah, so I told you. I already said that, man. Get out of here, dog.
What's wrong with this kid?
Yeah, he's a lame. He's going to go to the parade, try to get some chicks, and they're all going to diss him because he's a midget.
You crazy. I'm going to get mad bitches. It's going to be mad mommy.
Yo, dog, what parade are you talking about? The one in Camden?
Yeah, downtown Camden.
That dirty place, man.
It's gonna be so many bitches.
No, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna be so many. It's gonna be so many bloods. Bloods trying to mess it up. They do it every year, man. I remember that one year they threw a bike at somebody, man. They beat somebody with a bike. That's funny. That's a bunch of.
They ain't gonna beat me up though.
Niggas be really hitting niggas.
Wow, what are you,
bike
blood?
Like,
I ain't no blood. I ain't shit though. I'm myself.
I
fuck bitches and get money.
You disrespect me,
I'ma
shoot you.
Here we go. Like I said, project. Told you, project.
I fuck bitches and get money.
Be quiet.
Come on, Ma. Now you're with us, Ma? Not,
yo, shorty, you sound like Rod Digger. Come on, calm down.
I'm going to be like on my polo, on my body, and a bad bitch beside me. And like,
come on,
and
come on.
Yo, dog, give me a favor. Shut up for a second, all right?
Nobody
shut up.
I don't want to hear that, dog.
Hey, yo, I'm going to be in there with the goons, though.
Goons? Who's the goons? Who's the goons?
I'm going to be in there with the king.
You going to be in there with the kings?
Nah, man.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of little munchkins running around. Puerto Rican niggas, man. Y'all get...
We gonna be...
Yeah, Puerto Ricans
with the big ass...
Yo, the tallest Puerto Rican I've ever seen was 5'8". Like, come on, dog. All y'all short.
Big ass stiff for some Ciroc. And we gonna be smoking all sour deal.
Your race is short, man. How does that make you feel? How does it make you feel that you got chicks taller than you?
I'm not Puerto Rican, though. I just go there for the mommy.
Yeah, and the mommies don't want you, dog.
It's Sean Kingston Gucci wallet, y'all. Y'all see it? Y'all watch it?
Yeah. Sure, that watch is fake. Watch is fake. You look just like Sean Kingston.
Yo, that wrist, I said wrist four.
Zero.
Yo. Sure, you look like Gucci Mane in the face.
Hold on, before everything.
Yo, dog, calm down, man. You can talk to your chick. Calm down.
Hold on, before everything.
Damn.
You're not going to do that.
It's like, stop yourself in your tracks, man. Like, stop showing off with this broad. You're not going
to
do none of that.
Hey, Shorty,
none of it.
Listen to this clown ass.
None of it. Oh, he got you in check, Shorty? That's what's up.
Man,
strong pimp hand, huh?
None of that shit's going down.
A strong pimp hand, huh? I hear that.
You
got to smack
it.
You got
to.
Yeah, get out of here, you midget. Get out of here. Nigga's a grown midget. Grown ass young boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yama.
Grown ass palsy. Little mini me. He's a mini me.
That nigga's a poo poo.
Oh, you sound so good. Right. What's your
always got to be a grown man to come in the room and mess up everything. You know, it's funny. I just want to punch every single one of them fags in the face, man. Just one time. One time. Like, I'm going to put on some brass knuckles and break their jawline. Like, just cause. Just cause, man. Like,
are we walking around in a circle? Come on, let's go this way.
Look at this poo-poo, bro. That's what
it's poo-poo, man.
Yeah. I just want to get a gun and shoot one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, word, but you know, the funny thing about it, is that, you know what I mean, we wasn't talking to you, though, dog. You don't have no friends in this room, man. Don't be trying to, you know, you're out for you. Get out of here, dog.
Not only that. Hold on.
Hey. Put your shoes up. Put your shoes up.
Hold on, not only that, but he's pussy too. Let's not forget, he's pussy too.
Yo,
that was a
bit.
Yo, you a faggot, nigga. Get out of here.
Oh, not bad. Look at him. He's mad. He's angry.
I said you pussy. I ain't pussy faggot, homie.
Yeah, that nigga's mad right now.
Weak. This nigga weak for that.
Yeah, he's mad.
I got a little baby daddies in here, and he's daddy.
Bro, go play your Nintendo Wii, dog. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That nigga call you daddy. Three. One.
Two. Yeah. Maxed. 29.
Four.
Fucking goofy last nigga.
Well, he is angry. He got to sit up in that hot ass apartment.
Come on.
Oh, man, we got a transsexual.
That singing is not going to do anything if my heart is louder than yours. So with that being said, and all that singing is going to be nothing because you're going to hurt your voice, Tom. I'm trying to yell over the phone. So it's not going to work because of the fact that you're not Beyonce. So since you're not Beyonce, don't sing. And it's amazing because you keep getting quiet because you're hoping that I'm going to shut up, and I'm never going to shut up. I'm not going to shut up until you shut up. So therefore, with that being said and done, I'm still going to talk. Your voice box right now is killing you, and your voice is crackling, and you're about to get up real soon, and you do, I'm going to clown you, because you are a lame. You are a lame, and you know you're a lame. That's the funny thing about it. It's funny when people know that they are lame, because when they know that they're lame, they do stuff like that to try to prove a point, but it never works. Because he's a lame, and that's a damn shame that he's acting the way he is. But with the same fucking fact is that he was born a man. That's like a woman. That's no sense at all. That is very disgusting. And you need to have faith. But obviously you don't have faith because you're doing what you're doing. And that is horrible. That is on you. That's between you and the G.O.D. And I'll tell you one thing, when you come up on the chat line and you're trying to be an imposter and you're trying to do a bunch of stuff that's not even making no sense. And it's cool because it never makes any sense. And it's like right now you're running out of options because what you're doing is you're trying to sing, then you go from singing to talking, and then now you're talking, then you're singing. And it's like right now you're losing it. It's cool, it's understandable that you're losing it. Because I'm talking at a regular pace. I'm not screaming, I'm not yelling, I'm just talking. And you're going crazy. It's funny. That's funny how crazy you're going. And what a loser. It is what it is. You will always be a lame. You will always be a lame. And it's amazing. Like, you're a grown man trying to mimic Beyonce. Like, what's going on with you, a midget? You must be a midget. You gotta be a midget. You gotta be a midget.
You called him a midget?
A midget. You gotta be.
That was funny as hell.
Oh, you gotta be a midget. I told you, man. Out of breath, man. He's trying to scream and say, like, Beyonce and all this. Like, I'm not going nowhere, dog. I'm not. He got tired. He had to go drink some water. I'm going to sing acapella. Yeah, well, sing acapella. I'm still going to talk over you.
still gonna talk over you.
Still gonna
pussy.
Talk over you.
Cause you pussy.
Hey, don't be mad at me because you're a midget. You can't get on any rides at Six Flags.
You know what I'm saying? Do we have to go over this again? That's your pussy? Like, again? Fuck out of here.
I mean, these midgets are trying to take over the world, man.
They're not taking over shit.
No, they're not.
They might take over,
I mean, if they had a couple of high chairs, then, you know, they'd be good.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Nah. Oh, that's funny.
28.
0.
27.
0.
29.
3.
Who's in a row?
Sure.
Obviously, this nigga wants attention. I'm not going to give him. Yo.
Yeah.
Look at this chick. She ain't got no teeth, so she can't talk, really. It's cool, shorty.
Yeah, that's all right, man. We understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is understanding more than anything.
She has gum disease. That's why she can't talk.
Hey, break it up. Shut up.
What? Come on.
Come on. That doesn't work, man. It's Angry Bastard Radio. That don't work.
I don't know what you thought was popping, Sam, but...
Like, I mean, it's not that. ABR.
Hey, break it up. Shut up.
Come on, dog. We going, like I said, this is AB radio, man. Like, you don't want it, dog. You do not want it. You know what I mean? Niggas is lifeless, man. Like, that's just what we do. This is our career. This is what we do. This is what we get paid the big bucks to do, dog. Like, I mean, you're lame.
You ain't get no money. Shut up.
I got a question, dog. When you hang up your phone, how's it feel to know you got no money in your pocket?
I always have money in my pocket.
That bad, huh? That bad? Yeah, I know.
I always have money in my pocket.
Yeah, because you get allowance from your mother. That's how you got money.
Yeah, I'm going to buy myself.
So you still washing your mom's dishes for $5? Come on, dog. Step your game. You're 28.
Look at her. Wait a minute. And your friend, like, you're like 45.
And you're Spanish? And you're Spanish? So I know what
I'm not even Hispanic.
Are you a roofer?
He's a pussy.
Yeah, he is. He's that too. He's that too.
He call me Hispanic.
Yeah, he be washing
Puerto Rican.
He be washing cars in the rain.
That nigga said I'm Puerto Rican. I know he's definitely a meatball. I know that.
Yeah, he's definitely a meatball. Yeah.
Come on, man. You're a meatball.
He's angry. He's angry. Look, he's
stuttering
and all that.
Hold on. Take it easy. Go my.
We have two guys think they get paid off the chat line.
Nah, dog. Go mop the kitchen.
Wow.
Go mop the kitchen, man.
Wow.
Go drink a glass of sugar water.
Clean your house.
Call it a day. Go drink some sugar water. And call it a day.
Wow. What's up, these old people?
You can't afford Gatorade.
No, he can't.
Oh.
So they're supposed to get me out of here.
No, I want you to stay. I don't want you to leave. I want to keep cracking on you. It's fun. As long as you're here, we got someone to crack on. I don't want you to leave, dog. Because honestly, if you leave, I'm going to follow you and still crack on you throughout the whole, chat room. So I don't want you to leave. This is entertaining for me. I'm live on the radio right now. So I really don't care. Where'd he go?
Nope.
He's
pussy.
He's a lame.
Niggas can't handle the pressure, son.
No, they can't. I guess you want me to leave, huh?
Niggas can't handle the pressure. They say shit like that, and then they fucking leave.
I guess because he wanted us to say, yeah, we want you to leave, but you're going to leave soon. Nah, I don't want you to leave. Matter of fact.
So we can keep roasting your chin.
4.
Bitch ass nigga. Bitch ass.
Yo, dog, why'd you leave, man?
Yeah, he put. Oh, yeah.
Do behave.
Oh, yeah.
Randy.
Hold on, who are you, mommy?
A bunch of homos. Come on, niggas. How was we homos?
I don't know. That might not be.
Hold on. How are we homos and we're talking to the female?
Nah, she might be. She might be a female.
Y'all are three-way. Wait a minute. Y'all are three-way with each other. Y'all some homos.
Oh, man. Yo, hold on. I have an answer for that. Do me a favor. Blow your nose first and then repeat yourself. Because it sounds like you had a nose full of snot.
Come on, Sam. I don't even want to get into it with niggas. I roast this nigga right now.
But see, you notice he made a comment and bounced.
Of course he did, because he's a pussy. We already established niggas as pussy. What's the problem?
Niggas is pussy. Oh, man. Niggas said, oh, wait, you guys are all three wide. And bounced.
Maxed.
29.
4. Yo, who's in a row? Oh, four people. Just gonna keep quiet, mm-hmm. Play the quiet game, right?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. I got a question, Shorty. Do you have a pair of nuts? Because you sound a little manly over there. No answer for that, huh? Sure, you look like Travis Smiley in the face. It's like Billy Blanks in the face. Yo. Well, that does it for the end of the show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, hit us up at Twitter at twitter.com/AB_RADIO. That's twitter.com/AB_radio. AB_RADIO. Yeah, take it easy. We're going to see you tomorrow from 6 to 7. Peace.